Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Guys, first, I got to say thank you very much for doing this interview with me. And I am so glad that we got this movie back again, second time run. What do you think it is about these kind of action movies that we're missing from today? Because this is so much like back in the day, back in the 80s, where it's a guy's kind of movie. People are getting blown up, and you got those one-liners. Do you think we're missing that kind of stuff today?
Oh, but I think that, you know, when you look at what action means in a movie theater today, it's really, you know, some guy beats a guy up, and then he flies away. You know, people are like, okay, I get it. And there's some magic shield, there's a magic hammer, and a Velcro suit. You know what I mean? Right now, people, I think, are anxious to get back to things that they feel can really happen. You know what I mean? The Expendables are all pretty much real men. That's what that is. You look at the Bin Laden deal. When they caught Bin Laden, that was basically an Expendables mission. You know what I mean? When you look at what that is, you go get the enemy. You know, and who knows how that happened, but you can kind of envision people rolling in and doing using weaponry and using their specialties the way the Expendables do. So I think people, you know, they want to kind of come back to Earth a little bit. And it's okay. The comic book stuff is great. I'm a big fan of it. But it becomes where you expect all action to be that way, you know, because we as human beings don't have superpowers. Now what do?
Very true. Very true. But what is it like when you've got a group of guys like this together? And here's what I mean. I remember Jesse Ventura saying during Predator that we had all the guys with Arnold and all the guys there. It was like a competition amongst themselves, especially when they were working out. What is it like when you got tough guys, real tough guys, who happen to be actors at the same time together? That's got to be some kind of combustion.
Well, I think, first of all, we were all really happy to be part of it. And second, I think we all knew it was something special. This wasn't something that happened every day. And I think we also worked our butts off. We're there 12, 14 hours a day. There's no time for jacking around. There's no time for pose downs or who could squat the most or bench the most or any of that stuff. I mean, we're working a lot. And that's one of the things I've respected. But each and every one of these guys who you think are icons can get away with slacking off, can get away with not showing up when, you know, show up when they want to. What, are you going to start without me? No, these guys were Johnny on the spot, ready to go, prepared, very professional, and set the tone for everybody. And that's when you take a look at them and realize, okay, now I see how they got where they got. They worked. Mm-hmm. They're workhorses. And so, you know, there was none of that posturing, there was none of that posing, there was none of that crap. It was all business.
So how many of the stunts are actually done by you guys that we see?
Everything they'll let us do. I mean, when they start blowing stuff up, the insurance companies get involved and say, you know what, if you blow up Sly Stallone, we really can't finish the picture. So, you know, we got to kind of use somebody else in that scene. But all the physical stuff, I mean, that's why we're there, because yeah, that's what we do. We grab people. We hit people. That's who we are. So all that stuff and pretty much everything else. I mean, I drove the jet ski, you know, chased a plane, all that stuff.
You drive the truck.
You know, we slid down the zip lines. We did all that stuff. If there was fire or explosions involved, then there was probably somebody else that had to do that stuff.
I don't want to give too much away in this movie for fans who are going to see this, but I think one of the things that I really picked up on was, as much as the movie is supposed to portray real tough guys in the heaviest of battles, they're supposed to be cold and hard, even though there are funny jokes. There is a certain scene where everybody breaks down and the emotions come out. I think this is an interesting thing in being able to see tough guys do have emotion.
Yeah, Sly did a great job in this script of really portraying us as a family. You know, we get on each other, we get on each other's nerves, we laugh with each other, but we also hurt together. It went the whole gamut. I mean, that was a great thing about this movie. I think it's like like an amusement park. You know, it was scary and funny at the same time. You know, so you're always on a ride. You never have that thing where you just static and whatever. You know, you always are. You know, as soon as you think you got one thing figured out, here comes another thing. And Sly does a great thing of humanizing us. So we're not just, you know, killers and mercenaries, but we're people. And we're people just like everybody. And that is what helps everyone get into the movie. And you find a character that you identify with and you can see yourself in. It's just really a cool piece.
What was it like for you, though, Champ, being there and seeing all these legends that you had a chance to watch on television? And turning around, you're like, well, there goes Van Damme. There goes Stallone. These are icon action heroes.
Well, yeah, I mean, it started in the first one, yeah, you know, with everybody in the first one kind of all looking at each other going, man, this is crazy. I can't believe we're all here. And then obviously took it up a notch or two. We didn't get to play scenes with Willis and Schwarzenegger in the first one. And you add Chuck Norris to the mix and Van Damme to the mix. And I remember sitting in Plovdiv where we're going to basically blow up an airport. And we're all garbing up. It's a cold day, so they had us in this tent, all of us. And it wasn't just us looking at each other. You see Schwarzenegger over there looking at you know, at Bruce Willis and Sly and kind of like, man, this is pretty cool. You know, they had the sense that they understood that this was something really, really special and really, really unique as well. And so, I mean, it was definitely one of those things you're not going to see every day.
I'm going to ask you guys very quickly, because I know we're going to have to wrap this up very soon. What would you say was the toughest scenes for either one of you? Because they said this is a very physical movie.
Wow. I guess for me, it was one big crane shot where it was like a Steadicam shot where they were getting all of us. We were in the village and I basically had to swing this guy into a pole, and I had to do it like, you know, 8 times. And I thought my back went out a couple times, but it was funny because I was really on adrenaline. You know, it was one of those things where you know, the movie, this is the part, this is your time to shine. It's your moment. So you know, even if you do blow it out, let's keep going. And we'll figure it out tomorrow and see what happens. And it turns out I was okay, but that was a really hard physical thing for me to do. It was, but when it was done, I was so happy. They were like, we got it. I was like, woo, I was happy.
What about yourself?
Yeah, I think that same scene was shot very interestingly. Simon did it with one Steadicam. And the Sangs came through the gate. It followed him through. And then as we kind of ambushed him, as they moved through this courtyard in different scenes, Dolph and Sly first, then me. I take a guy out. I move to the next guy. As I move to take out this next guy, I basically grab him and I'm turning him upside down to drop him on his head. Yeah. And I'm on cobblestone. And so I stumble on the cobblestone and I'm falling with this guy upside down. And if I don't protect this guy, I mean, he's going to land on cobblestone on his head and it's not going to be pretty. And so I end up pulling him on top of me and you know, nobody got hurt, but that, and then that was blending right into Terry's grabbing this guy, swinging him around into a pole, all shot in one shot from start to finish. So it was a very complicated scene from one guy doing his thing to the next guy doing his thing and how they all blended together from one Steadicam shot. And so you had to kind of get it right. Wow. And I think both of us, especially because ours kind of overlapped, made it very interesting.
Last question. Will there be a 3? And please tell me yes.
I'm going to say yes, because I'm in.
You're in?
Absolutely. Yes, just like the first one, the rumblings of the second one started right away, and then obviously it was a huge success, and we got the green light to go ahead and do the second, and the script came pretty soon, and we've heard they're working on a third script, and obviously I don't see any way this movie's not going to be successful. It's way bigger than the first one, and the first one was a huge success. So I think there's a dang good chance we're going to do a third one.
Yeah. Yeah. Gentlemen. Oh, no,
and I was going to say, and it can be bigger.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know what I mean? With the addition of Wesley Snipes and adding Vin Diesel, Kurt Russell, Seagal.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, The Rock. Add Dwayne Johnson. Oh, I mean, come on, dude. You can keep it going.
I'm getting shivers just listening to all this. Seriously.
Can you imagine?
Guys, thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.